students at the Aprendo Porque Juego summer camp are bringing books to life on stage. The name of the camp means, I learn because I play. Most of these campers go to schools nearby, and many come from low-income families. Deb Green is a Broward County Public School teacher who also teaches at the camp.
Really, the purpose of our program is to prevent this summer reading loss that is so detrimental to these kids.
Statistics show that during summer break, kids can lose a couple months' worth of reading gains. The loss is even worse for kids who are learning English. Juan Galvez is going into fourth grade. He was born in the U.S. His parents are from Bolivia and Guatemala. They only speak Spanish. So when it comes to homework, Juan is usually on his own.
I do it by myself, but my mom helps me a little because she knows the math. She knows math. But with reading, I'm good. I do it by myself, the reading.
Juan's mom volunteers in the camp lunchroom. She says it's frustrating that she can't help her children with homework. She relies on programs like this one to fill the void, especially now. In past years, English language learners got 2 years of English before their FCAT scores counted toward a school's overall letter grade. Now, they only get one. The overall grade matters because schools that repeatedly fail can be shut down. Plus, teacher evaluations and salaries are affected. At the beginning and end of camp, kids are given a reading assessment used by the Broward County school system. Teacher Deb Green says the results show reading scores improve by an average of 22%.
I think that it's because the kids show up every day and they're engaged every day and they will learn if they're exposed to something.
Lupita Leon is going into third grade. She was also born in the U.S. Her parents are from Mexico.
My mom knows Spanish, but I'm learning her to read in English.
Lupita herself struggles to read.
Adling and
teacher Chris Marsolik says it's easy for kids like Lupita, English language learners, or ELLs, to fall through the cracks.
Teachers are taxed. They have ELL students. They have students that are reading below level. They have students that have qualified with learning disabilities and behavior issues. So to reach everyone is it's doable, but it's hard.
Marsolik says even the kids who can read well may not understand what they're reading, and getting them to make that connection takes time. Reverend Rosa Lindahl Mallow started the camp. During outreach efforts in the Latino community, she found families living below the poverty level and kids struggling academically.
If you can read, the world opens up for you. It is the single most important door that we think that we can open to our children to break out of the poverty cycle. And so it is one way that we know that we can really transform these children's lives.
Supplies and other expenses for the program are covered by grants. The camp is run by dozens of volunteers who hope others will be inspired to recreate the program elsewhere. For State Impact Florida, I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.